Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
One more time. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
There you go. All right, so as you know, Sandy's not here. She's actually on vacation. She's actually across the big pond. She will not be here next week either, but we have a very special service for you next week. But today, your board of trustees, we are going to be sharing our talk. So each one of us are going to be up here today. And our talk title is Enlightenment and Engagement. However, I am going to share two other words that came to me as I was looking at enlightenment and engagement. I have this little, I don't know if you can see it at home, I had this little perpetual calendar, and it was given to me many, many, many years ago. And after I moved into my condo, it had been packed away, and I found it. So I pulled it out, and I put it on next to my table where I have my coffee every morning. And I'm pretty good about changing it every day. Well, sat down on Saturday, okay, got to do my talk. And I went, oh, what's the word for today? And the word for yesterday was create. And I'm like, oh, I like that. I'm sitting down to create, you know, to craft what I'm going to say. I'm like, I wonder what tomorrow says. So I flipped it over. So the way this works is this is the day of the week. This is the month of the week. Sorry. This is the day of the week. This is the month of the week. And then this is the individual day. So today's word is inspire. So I'm changing my talk title to enlightenment, inspire, and engage. So those were the words that kind of spoke to me. So each of your board of trustees members will be up here today, and I hope that you will be enlightened about who we are, what we do, and then that you will be inspired to engage in volunteering for a liaison, supporting us as a board and our community and our fellow humans in the community and beyond. So here's a bit about a background as me as a Unity Board of Trustee. And I know I'm old. I know I tell stories a lot, multiple times. So if you've heard this, you can, like, get on your phone and listen to something else. I don't know. Just kidding. So in February of 2020, at the annual meeting, the Board of Trustees was duly elected and installed. We held our very first meeting on the second Thursday of March of 2020. And serving at that time was Tamara Ashley, Dr. Barbara Milan, Sue Ann Sellers, Barb Delinsky, and myself. We gathered in the fellowship hall right out here. Reverend Sandy prayed us in. And that when we do this every time we meet as a board. And it's a weather report. And a weather report is kind of a check-in, how you doing, sharing concerns or joys personally. So we kind of come together and know each other a little bit better. So March of 2020, first meeting, I came to that meeting with a very, very heavy heart. A lot of fear of the unknown. And because this was my very first meeting as a board of trustee, but also, I had had a phone call on that very day that a friend of mine was the first confirmed case of COVID in St. Joe County. That was like somebody took the rug out from underneath my feet. That shook my world. I didn't know what was going to happen. I knew that it would have a lasting impact on everyone, especially on that particular board, and it also had COVID and that whole transpired of what happened to us affected that board as well as this current board. So back in that on that day in March of 2020, that was the very first time and the very last time that we met as a board for over 2 years. However, as you know, the rest of the story, amazing things have come about from that time of the pandemic. One of the biggest things, and again, I'm repeating myself, one of the biggest things is Kevin and Susan doing this fabulous live stream and all the equipment that we have, and now that you are joining us here at home. That was huge. The board continued to meet regularly, monthly, via Zoom, so that was new skills for all of us, I mean, who knew the word Zoom back then? So as that board, we kept the doors open and the Spirit moving. But church looked very different for us at that time, and it even looks different for us now. Here's a little bit of history about how previous boards worked. Before the pandemic, board members would choose an established liaison. They would think about it and figure out what liaison really fit for them, and they would choose that in order to lead and engage the congregation to volunteer. But of course, in 2020, none of those activities or functions that came under those liaisons could be done, or it had to evolve because of the pandemic. That liaison back in 2020 and until now was kind of put aside, and we just worked on figuring out our new normal. We did some amazing work, but it was figuring out the new normal. Now I'm going to fast forward to today. Liaison positions are back. Each one of us on your current day board, led by Spirit, agreed to champion a liaison for the betterment of unity of Michiana and our community worldwide. You will hear from each of your board members as they share their enlightenment and engagement surrounding their particular liaison. So then you say, so what's a liaison, and who are these people, and how do they do this? So there are six developed categories of liaisons. And they are hospitality, fellowship, and goodwill, led by me; buildings and grounds, led by Timothy Simpson; education, led by Sue Ellen Peters; financial, led by Dr. Barbara Milan; outreach, led by Tamara Ashley; and worship services, led by Reverend Sandy. So I'm up first. I have hospitality, fellowship, and goodwill. And under each liaison, we have different focuses. And the four areas of focus under my liaison is greeters and ushers, fellowship, special events, and sunshine team. So, Sue, would you please join me? I go back to that 2020 and the pandemic. This is Sue DeRuze, and I want you all to see this beautiful spirit, this smiling face. She shows up every Sunday and greets everyone walking in the door with a beautiful smile, an open heart, with hugs and welcoming. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Back in the day when I had ushers and greeters at our previous location, I had my ushers and greeters on a spreadsheet, and it was a lot of work. We're simplified now, but I think that our hearts are large, and I'm so grateful for Sue to step into that. So the next one I'm going to talk about is Sunshine Team. So the Sunshine Team sends out cards for birthdays, get well, thank yous, and more. And that current team is comprised of Tamara Ashley, Sue Ellen Peters, and Susan Zook. And I want to thank those ladies for all the sunshine that you give to our community. It's very appreciated. The third focus is social events, and that's for adult fellowship get-togethers and fun activities. And then the last one I want to talk about is fellowship. So fellowship has been the most evolving part of my liaison, partly due to the pandemic. And I don't know if you've noticed, we've recently resumed fellowship in the church, after church, but it's different. It's a different version from previous years and even from our previous location. The volunteers for this particular focus set up prior to the church service and clean up after the church service, giving each and every one of you a little time to engage and fellowship after church. The fellowship team also plans and does events like picnics, potlucks, and other fun events. So, what is my ask today? I have an ask, because remember, it was enlightenment, and engagement. So this is where the part comes in for all of you, and even at home. So my ask today is, how can you support the Unity Fellowship? Via time, donations, talents, muscle. I've had some muscle on some events before. So I ask you to sign up for fellowship after church, especially for the weekly setup and cleanup. There are sign-up lists in the back in the fellowship hall, or you can see me after church or contact me by phone or email. That's the fellowship liaison. And now you're going to hear from all the rest of the board, and we are going to start with Timothy Simpson, and he is going to talk about buildings and grounds. Tim.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Unity. My name is Timothy Simpson, and I am your treasurer. My liaisonship, if that is correct, is building and grounds. My responsibilities are help to make sure that the building is taken care of. We do have a lawn care service that takes care of the major mowing areas. On that particular set, we're all set on that. But we are going to need some help with the building. We've been in here for 3 years now. Everybody knows that. Mary Lou has noticed some loose siding on the side of the building that needs to be addressed. I noticed a couple weeks ago when it was raining outside here that the rain gutters are not functioning properly, so we're going to be taking a look at that. If there's anything that you guys have noticed that needs some attention, I won't be here. I have to leave early after service, but Susan has agreed to take any information or concerns that you might have regarding the building. She will be glad to help out with that. You can also, online, you can drop her an email or otherwise as well. The importance of our community, that we work together to maintain our sanctuary, our peacefulness, our harmony, is one thing that I think we get out of this, out of pitching in and helping when we can, where we can, and how we can. We are all part of our own spiritual community, and it's what we do here that helps us take it out into the world on a day-to-day, daily basis. Please give of your time when and where you can, of your talent when and where you can, and, of course, your financial givings make a tremendous difference all the way around. This all adds up to our message of peace and love to the world. It really does. We don't have an exact date on the fall cleanup, and what we do know that we're going to be addressing some issues with the building. We are going to do some cleanup real close to the building. We're going to do a little bit of raking and stuff like that. So we don't have the exact date yet because we're kind of waiting to see when the leaves actually fall and when the cleanup becomes most necessary. But it will be in the next few weeks. I'm guessing either maybe October 31st or maybe the next weekend after that in November. Again, your suggestions are welcome and appreciated. It's a small commitment. We're only going to do, I would say most everything can be done in between 30 and 45 minutes, believe it or not. We'll do it right after service, so about 11:15, between 11:15 and 11:30 we'll get started. Start making preparations for winter. It's coming. Those types of help, they're simple but very necessary, and anything you can do is truly appreciated. Also, the word of the day is joy, and I can see that would be a great time for fellowship and joy. So, and there will be snacks. So anybody who can come, pitch in, we sincerely appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim, and thank you for all the work that you do for Buildings and Grounds and your service on the board. It's appreciated. And now I'm going to introduce Ms. Sue Ellen Peters, and she's going to talk about how smart we are.
And yeah, Tim, talking about winter, if you listen to WNDU, there's a first alert weather day tomorrow, which, you know how they always hype that up a little more than it sounds, but with possible rain mixing with a little bit of that S word and some blustery winds. But this is a beautiful day, and we would never believe it right now, would we? Anyway. You know, I noticed Chrissy using a phrase at one point, back in the day. Well, and it makes me, I got a couple years on her, it makes me think of when Terry and I are sometimes talking about how wonderful childhood was for us as compared to what it was for our kids. You know, we could leave on a summer morning when we were on break, ride our bikes all over town, do whatever, come home, show up for lunch, go out again, come home, show up for dinner, because, you know, you never missed a meal, and then go out and play until dark. That was the rule. And, you know, nobody cautioned us constantly about being kidnapped or being molested in any way or are we using drugs? What are we doing? It just was maybe I was a sheltered kid. I think I was a pretty typical kid, but it was a really carefree seeming to me. Maybe that's just what being a kid means, because now as I look at what it's like to be a kid today, it seems more complicated and a little more fraught with concerns. I was talking to Mary Lou one time, and she said when she was 7, they lived over in Mishawaka, right, Mary Lou? But her mother would let her go on the bus, and it didn't seem to be lack of caring, because Mary Lou's mother loved her very much, but would let her go on the bus into South Bend and all over the place, and she was only 7. So I think I look back to those values, which were wonderful, and recognize, though, that we change with the times, and that's part of what working with our youth here is involved. I have said to Terry, boy, I'm glad we didn't have a pandemic when we were raising our kids, because just the complications that parents, single parents, double parents, working parents, you know, had to face with getting kids to school and teaching kids about all the new things. So I celebrate my own past and recognize that we move and change with the time. And one of the things I think is that kids face so many choices. You know, when I was a kid, we went to church on Sunday morning. What else would we do? The family had one car, so nobody was driving around. All the stores in Napanee were closed. So where would you go, you know? There was nothing on TV. TV only had 3 channels, you know, and nothing really on Sunday morning. So, you know, it's kind of what the family did. But now I recognize when kids show up here, their parents bring them, they show up, we show up. We're making a conscious choice because there's a lot that the world has to offer. TV used to sign off at midnight. Matthew, my son, doesn't even start his day until midnight. You know, he's up all night doing whatever. And John, maybe too, out in the world, you know, making music. So it's when we come here, it's by conscious choice. It's by dedication and choice. And I think that's why the role that we have to educate our youth is so vital today. You know, we play such an important part when these young minds and bodies and spirits come to us to participate in what we do. You know, that's our way to change the world. You know, I think about Donalyn Martin only because she was here for 30 years. She was here when I came for 30 years. And it's kind of like throwing a stone into a pond and the ripples go out. You know, when you work with kids, you never know where those ripples are going and who they're going to touch. So I just feel very passionate about how important this is. Because I think, you know, with the spiritual tools that we offer here, we give our kids the skills and spirituality and self-belief to step out as confident young adults who are ready to bring some new values to the world, which we really need. Okay, so how did I choose to work with the education liaison? Well, some of you know, maybe some of you don't know, that I was a first grade teacher for 7 years. I got a BS in education from Ball State, and I was a teacher. And then I evolved into my current career with other degrees, and I'm a retired psychologist now. Most of you know that. But within that path, I also taught college. So, you know, I've taught kind of first grade from college. And really, education and teaching and all that, that's just play to me. That's just how I have fun, you know. So I think we know that already with all my books and classes. So that's how I, you know, was drawn to the education liaisonship. Now, let me tell you, by happy accident, it happened to be the easiest liaisonship, and I didn't choose it for that reason, but wasn't I kind of lucky in that? And I'll tell you why it was the easiest in a minute, but I am going to just read. It also has one of the shortest descriptions, so there you go. I am the youth education liaison, and youth education goes all the way from young primary kids all the way up through the YOU in high school. And our teachers are Martha, Patty, and Brandy. You've seen them all. One good thing about this liaisonship, you see the kids every Sunday, and you see them out there, so I don't have to tell you lots about that. But my responsibilities are to communicate regularly with the youth ed program coordinator, which is Martha McLaughlin, to support and help with the youth programs, to review safety policies with the program coordinator and keep up to date. And that's one of the tasks that Martha and I are working on at this point. We talked about this earlier, and she said, rightfully and understandably so, that until the fly-up was done a couple weeks ago, that's where her energies needed to be. But now we're ready to focus on updating that educational and safety policy, which hasn't been changed since we moved into this building, you know, and a lot changes all the time. So Martha and I are going to sit down and do that, and if any of the rest of you have ever worked with that or you have ideas about that really pop out for you, please feel free to tell me. We're really very open for input. Okay, so that's my short description. Why is it the easiest liaisonship? Because we have people here who are of stellar dedication and quality and creative, and they just, you know, Chrissy said something that her liaisonship was led by, or something or other. I don't remember how you said it, but I'm here to tell you that I am led by the education team because they are just so impeccable in what they do, what they give, and how they prepare, how they show up. So, you know, I just feel kind of, you know, like a, they don't need me, and that's great. I don't need to be needed, but they're wonderful, and it's so easy. Okay, so I said that. You know, I just love John's, I love that song, "May the world we live in and the work we do make the world more worthy for our children." Because, you know, our children are always watching us. We don't even maybe recognize that or know it, but they are. And especially the people who step up to work with the youth are so important because they are really modeling who we are. And so it's very important. But the other side of people making things look too easy, quote-unquote, is that it's easy to kind of assume they've got it all, they're prepared, they're energetic and conscientious, which they are. But we might recognize that there could be some burnout and some need for some help in that. You know, just because you're perfect doesn't mean you don't need some help sometimes. So I talked with Martha, and I asked her whether there were any specifics and things coming up that she could ask for. And she's like, well, she didn't know, you know. And I even prodded her. I said, well, maybe some ideas like preparing refreshments for the kids occasionally or making craft materials at home. You know, Patty comes in here every Saturday afternoon and sets up all the material for what she's going to do with the kids the next day. So that is one thing that happens that's very invisible. But so I was trying to help Martha think of some things, and she's like, well, she said, we just, you know, just to have people to help. And she did like kind of like my idea about somebody could provide refreshments occasionally. So anyway, so I ask you to respond in any way that you can when the youth directors ask for help. Because, you know, some of it's working with kids behind the scenes. You know, if you're like me, you may not be able to, feel not able to leap water balloons in the parking lot at a single bound or whatever. But you don't have to be, you know, as heavily involved with the kids physically and athletically. There are many ways that you could help. Just want you to be open to that. Aside from the safety plan, which Martha and I will do, a big event upcoming, probably now when the weather's better in the spring, is moving the pod, setting it all up, which Tim has just been unbelievably busy. There are so many specs and regulations from the state. We have to go through the state because we're not in the South Bend city limit. Setting all that up and how it can be wired and positioned, and you've got to fill out all these papers, and you've got to go to all these meetings. I mean, he has just been an hardworking angel. And he and Alex have already put in a lot of sweat equity for the pod. But when the kids are ready to move in the spring, I think, you know, that needs to be a church-wide celebration, because we're going to claim another beautiful space. And I know Mary Lou, I bring Mary Lou to church in the morning, and she used to say every morning when we drove in and she saw that pod sitting over there that those doors really needed to be painted. And I know that they will. So some of the things that you might be asked to do in the spring is helping with painting, cleaning, moving things. Maybe you have in a spare room or an attic a lovely rocking chair and a homey rug that you could bring. Because, you know, we want to make this space really homey and beautiful for the kids. So many opportunities will abound in the spring, including, I'm sure, my master worker isn't here right now, but whether he feels able and comfortable to turn painting doors over to somebody with some skills or whether he will do it. But those doors will be painted by God, Mary Lou, even if it's by God. Okay. So the sign-up sheet for working with the kids is not broken down into specifics, but please sign up if you're open to being called and participating and being asked to work with the kids. And people watching online. I checked this out with Susan before the service. I said, Susan, can I tell them to call you? If you want to sign up and be a part of not only this liaisonship, but any of them. And she said, yes, you certainly can do that by phone. Sometimes if she's not in office hours, there's a voicemail. You can leave voicemail. There's email and a contact sheet, both of which are on our website. So you can do that, too. So I just want to leave you with one quote from Henry Blake. You know, those of you who know, I watch MASH all the time. He was from MASH. And at one point, a bunch of orphans had descended upon the MASH compound because they needed tetanus shots or whatever. And Henry Blake was saying, well, I love children. I was once a former child myself. And so, you know, all of us here were once a former child ourselves, and that qualifies each and every one of you to work with our kids. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue Ellen, and you bring out the children in all of us. Okay, last two. These two board members are joining us by video. And financial first will be Dr. Barbara Milan, and outreach by Tamara Ashley.
Hello, my name is Dr. Barbara Milan. I am a member of the Board of Trustees for Unity Michiana, and I serve on the Finance Committee. Unity's Finance Committee is responsible for financial analysis. We provide advice. We are responsible for the oversight of the organization and to ensure that Unity has the resources that it needs to serve its spiritual community. We invite you to consider becoming a volunteer member of Unity's Finance Committee. We have begun the planning stages for a fundraiser for Unity. We had hoped to start the walk, the fundraiser, this year, but because I relocated to St. Louis, Missouri, we have postponed getting that fundraiser off the ground, I would like to invite you to consider volunteering on the finance committee, and it would be wonderful to have someone who could work with us on the fundraiser, the Body, Mind, Soul Walk. We know that the body, mind, and soul is very important. The body, mind, and soul is a system. It is a system of energy. And we connect to keep the energy flowing with us. We can do that through exercise. We can do that through good posture. We can do that in a number of ways. So please consider becoming a member of the Finance Committee and to participate on the committee for planning our first fundraiser, the Unity Michiana Body, Mind, Soul Walk. Thank you for your attention.
Good blessed morning to you. I'm Tamara Ashley. I am currently the president of your Board of Trustees. At the beginning of each calendar year, the trustees volunteer to support a particular liaison after careful, prayerful discernment. Today, you've learned all about each of the liaisons in detail as each trustee spoke to you and how you can lend your time and your talents to Unity of Michiana. You'll notice that some of the responsibilities overlap, and that's good because then that will continue to strengthen our bond by working together. My particular liaison is outreach. I am responsible for advertising, marketing, public relations. The function of that team is creating plans for advertising, marketing, social media for the church, and for press releases. Another team is connecting with the outside community, such as spiritual, religious groups, and our service groups. A third team is community service projects, where we would be creating and implementing community service projects. A fourth team is church growth, where we would develop ideas for increasing membership, Friendship Sunday, for example, welcoming new visitors, and so forth. And last but not least, contacting or connecting with congregants. Currently, our Board of Trustees contacts each of our congregants by phone annually. We'd like to increase that to quarterly. We are on Facebook Live each week, followed up by YouTube. We have a fresh new website, and our weekly e-newsletter with the larger print, yay, has been updated as well. Right now, we're in negotiations with a Girl Scout troop who have asked to use our facility twice a month for their meetings. If that comes to pass, the collaboration has great potential to become a bridge for future community service projects, particularly for our youth. Last Sunday, Reverend Sandy's talk focused on the third anniversary of our new building. And she detailed a history of Unity of Michiana in South Bend and how we have moved forward through time. I have a few pluses to add to Reverend Sandy's story. Now that we're able to meet in person, we have been experiencing a growing congregation. Our online audience has expanded as well. Our youth attendees have practically tripled. Through the worst of the pandemic, when I was watching, there were two youth on the platform. And now when I look, the whole platform is full of youth. How wonderful. They are such a blessing, and they are our future. Another plus is that we have been financially stable for several years and that we outright own the church property. There is no mortgage. And we have maintained a financial year-end balance in the ballpark of $90,000 to $100,000 for the last several years as well. Now, here's the part where I need your help. I would like to form an outreach committee to brainstorm which direction we should be going. Are we currently doing the right thing? I'd like to assign an order of importance to each team and, of course, to implement ideas. We may end up having a brainstorming committee, which then breaks up into teams for each of those initiatives. To start, I envision meeting by Zoom. Susan has sign-up sheets ready for you in the back. I do look forward to working with you, and I want to thank you for being here. We are your living spiritual community. Your ideas and your talents are our treasure and will enrich Unity of Michiana. Thank you.
conclusion of the talk title, Enlightenment and Engagement, and I hope that now you know a little bit more about who we are, what we do, and how you can become engaged with us.